So another sort of, I don't know, again, I kind of was surprised to see it all of a sudden pop up, is something that we've been hearing about for quite a while in gastric cancer, which is ramucirumab. First of all, can you just review again how ramucirumab works and what we know about it in HCC?
So in contrast to TKI, ramucirumab's target is so clearly defined. This is actually a monoclonal antibody against VEGFR2, and there's absolutely no other target. So this is actually a very specific anti-VEGFR agent. And the notion is really inhibiting angiogenesis, you know, for this particular drug. And we have tested this agent as a single agent initially in the phase 2 setting, showing that the drug is, you know, showing up to 10% response rate in the first line setting. And but eventually the trial was actually examined in the phase 3 setting, the so-called REACH study, in the second line setting following sorafenib in comparison with placebo in all population. And what we have found is that, you know, in the intent to treat population, the drug actually did not reach the overall survival primary endpoint. But having said that, you know, when we look at the pre-specified subgroup with patients with high baseline AFP, you know, this drug clearly improved the overall survival for that subgroup with baseline high AFP defined by 400 nanogram per ml. In contrast, if you look at the group with AFP less than 400, the drug really did not do anything in comparison with placebo. So to explore this hypothesis, we actually performed a so-called REACH2 study looking at only patients with baseline AFP at least 400 nanogram per ml. We're able to confirm that this drug indeed meets the primary endpoint of improving the overall survival in this subgroup of patients.